Good morning. So the Mishnah now continues in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Gimel, Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, Kol Ayotzei Min Ha'Eitz. If something comes out of a tree and a person makes a wick out of it, Ein Madlikim Bo, one cannot light Shabbos candles, Ela Fishtan. The only thing one can light from here is flax. That even though normally flax is not called tree, when it comes to Sefer Yoshua, we see Vatit Benim Befishtei Ha'Eitz, that Rachab Azona hid the two meraglim inside the pishtei ha'itz, and so therefore a person would be allowed to use those in the making of wicks. Because hayotzei min ha'itz eino matamei tumasav alim, if a person makes an ohel and there was a mace underneath the ohel, and the only thing is the ohel itself is it comes from an eitz. So what's underneath is going to be tamei, but the ohel itself will not be tamei. It doesn't need hazoya, it doesn't need tvila, unless it's made ela pishtan. If it's made out of flax, and then the tent itself is going to become tamei. Psilas habeget shekipla. If you have a corner of a piece of cloth that gets folded over, velo if hava, but not singed. So it's folded over, but it's not. It hasn't been lit yet. So Rabbi Yezer Omer Temeya, since it was, it's three etzbos by three etzbos, it meets the minimum size for being able to contract Tumah, and it hasn't been singed, so it's still called a beged, and therefore it's going to be able to become tummy like all other garments. Ve'in madlikimba, but a person would not be allowed to light candles, because we're worried, because of its size, we're worried shemayata. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, no, Tahora, it's not going to be Mekabel Tumah. The folding over gets rid of the size of 3 fingers by 3 fingers, right? And so therefore you don't have to worry. And by the way, parenthetically, Ooh, Madlikinba, a person would be allowed to light with it, even if it hasn't been singed, right? Because the singeing only adds to the light. It doesn't add to the general situation. And in the Gemara, we explain that what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with this minimal size. And the question over here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer is the question of whether something folded over is now no longer the right size. The next Mishnah, in Mishnah Dalet, the Mishnah tries to figure out the issues of Ner Shabbos and tries to point out that we cannot set up our candles in a way that there's going to be a concern that the person's going to take from the oil on Shabbos, causing kibui haner, causing the candle to go out. Says the Mishnah, lo yikov adam, a person should not make a hole in a shvofer shalbeitza, in a eggshell, v'malena shemen, and then put oil inside the eggshell, v'yitnena al pia haner, and on Friday he will put it on top of the candle, v'shil shetehemen atefes, so that it should drip oil down into the candle. Why? Since that tubing is a kli by itself, and it's not attached to the candle, we're worried that on Shabbos he may take from the oil that's there, which is set aside for Nero Shabbos and Muktzah, and as a result, it will become a situation of Mechabeh. He's going to cause the candle not to have enough light, enough fuel, and therefore not enough life. Even if the upper chamber, this one that has the oil dripping down in it from it, is made out of cheres, where normally people don't usually take the oil from because it gets disgusting. Rabbi Huda says you can do such a thing. Why? He's not worried that a person's going to take the oil from it, since he sees the oil flowing into the candle. If it's attached to the lamp, then the person is not going to take anything, even according to the Tanakhama, because he's dealing with a single kli. A person should not fill an entire bowl with oil, v'yitnena b'tzada in there, and on Friday put it next to the candle, v'yitain rosh ha'psila b'socha b'shvil shetei shoavis, and then it's going to stick the wick from the other side into there to let it draw off. Rabbi Huda matir, Rabbi Huda says, look, we're not going to be concerned in that situation that he's going to take anything from it. Of course, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this situation, and therefore, lahalacha, a person should not do things whereby he's going to possibly come to take away from the oil and cause a bit of kibui haner. Okay, we'll stop here, Be'ez HaSashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning.